Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're listening. This is LS with the first episode of our new podcast with HMM here. There has a lot been going on in the world of gaming and entertainment and whatnot. Even so, there's even some interesting stuff going on in, like, just how people communicate on social media, which has been pretty rough over the last 2 days, I will have to say. But in today's episode, we are going to talk about a non-spoilery review of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, however you want to say it, or I'm not sure which one's the right title off the top of my head. The conclusion to Moon Knight, the Halo, which is both, that's kind of a hot button topic. The changes with League, because I don't know if you guys installed the new client update, but there are some definite changes with League that don't just have to do with champions, and some interesting and kind of controversial topics with Tarkov. So let's get right into it. All right, first things first, let's go over with what is most recently in my head, and that is the Halo series. I personally like it. I do have some issues with the way they wrote certain characters, but I understand why they decided to go with having Master Chief have his helmet off, because they want you to connect with him. And that's not something that you really did in the game, because he, you know, as I had a conversation the other day, he is supposed to be a faceless protagonist, which should be you. Even though, if I'm honest, I feel like the Spartan you played in Halo Reach is more like a individualized, non plot divisive version of the player, if that makes sense. Because Master Chief definitely has, as the games progress, more lines and more direct in, like, actual, like, non-player based choices or player agency, like, with just the story, because it progresses regardless. I mean, the games do that regardless. Like, it's just a story that you are seeing unfold, that you are, you know, shooting through. But after this last episode, I understand why they made the decision that they did. Because, and I'm not going to go into spoilers here, because I don't want to ruin anyone's viewership of the show. But if you are a fan of Halo, and you can look past the terrible writing at times, I would say watch it, especially if you have access to Paramount Plus. It is definitely an interesting adaptation of Halo, and I am, at first I was disappointed, but now I'm, like, disappointed in the fact that, like, it's Halo, like, how, what they did with Halo. But I can understand after this last episode why they made the creative choices that they did, because they want it to be more along, at least in my mind, they want it to be able to be enjoyed by people that haven't played the games, that are looking for a sci-fi series to just watch. So, yeah, I think that is a I think that's what they're going for. I may be wrong. We won't know until I, you know, the writers and the directors and all of those like say something. But it is widely watched around the world, so they're definitely doing something right. Next subject would be the Moon Knight. So it's been a week since the last episode aired. So I'm gonna go ahead and there's gonna be spoilers. There's like if you were interested in watching it, no offense, you should have watched it by now. I understand people have time commitments with other things and they can't, you know, always spend time watching, you know, a show or whatever. But if you're into like media and the show itself and watching TV shows, you probably had time to watch it. It was by far my favorite episode. The finale was my favorite episode. It concluded in a way that made sense for the characters. And I'll get into that in a second. I will say, however, there were parts that just felt like they were missing in the episode, and since they don't plan on making a season 2 as of me recording this right now, there is no plan to make season 2. They just kind of left stuff out of, like, for example, the Mira, I think her name is Myra. I don't remember what her name is off the top of my head. The love interest of Steven and Mark. They left the unresolved issue with her father. Like, they gave her superpowers, but didn't resolve anything. They made this huge thing about, like, her father being, like, this subplot. And, like, how Mark may or may not have killed him. We don't know. And when I say Mark, I mean the consciousness in his body. May or may not have killed him. And she becomes this avatar for the hippo goddess, which I can't think of what that character's name is. And the hippo goddess goes, "Oh, your father would be super proud of you." And then she does like her, you know, theatrical, like, "Oh, I have wings and I have these swords." Like, but like that doesn't resolve anything. Like that right there, you know, was cool and flashy, but was like, what, why? Like you still left, and then it goes on to just the fight scene. And that's my biggest issue with the episode. Like there was, they just made such a big deal of something, but then didn't resolve it, which seems to be a problem with Marvel content throughout all of the at least more recent shows and movies. However, Steve and Mark, you know, got back together. They, you know, they do their heroic fight scene. And then it flashes to like they have a third consciousness. People that are fans of the comics know that there is a third. There are more than three, but there's a third main consciousness. Jake Locke. And Mark didn't even know about it. And they proceed to beat Hera and the crocodile goddess. And then, you know, it goes. And then they go to the whole thing where Khonshu releases them, which is kind of a half truth because Jake Locke is also under both the protection and slash servitude of Khonshu, and so they don't actually get released to them at all, which is in the second the post credit scene, which is a great way to set it up for a second season. But again, there is no projection of a second season, so I do see them using the Moon Knight character in another property, and I feel like Moon Knight was average enough viewership for it to get a second season, to go farther into the Jake Lockie, to farther some more Moon Knight character, like deeper in the character, and get some more villains and just see what this guy that's on ketamine is all about. And I say that jokingly, but like he's kind of a jokey character, like a non-serious slash serious slash dark Avenger type character. Like he in the comics, there's this comic where all of his powers slash personalities are based on actual Avengers. Like Wolverine is technically an Avenger in the comics. So like he has a Wolverine personality, and then he has a Captain America personality, and then he has a Hulk personality, or I guess Hulk, because he wouldn't have Banner's personality. Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to reread it. And then he has his regular Mark Moon Knight personality. So there's a lot more that can be dealt in the character, especially if they're going into the Dark Avengers, which I do believe they are, with the tie-in at the end of Eternals, with the Black Knight and Blade. So I do believe that in the probable like next 5 years, we're gonna see some new we're gonna see some more stuff going on with him, probably sooner than that. They just have to probably get the contracts, everything written up. Let's go away from Marvel and talk about League now. So, and I expected this, but I didn't expect it to change to this level. They added a bunch of new creature features. They give you a way to now do your own, monitor your own, I want to say achievements, and then show them off to people. Which is cool, which is a feature that's been long wanted for and asked about in the community for years now. And they call these things challenges. And with the challenges comes a bunch of things. So you can get these different, let's see, how should I explain this? With the challenges, you get all these different, you get these different things. So you get tokens and titles. And titles are things you earn by completing the challenges. I mean, you earn both tokens and titles by doing both. But you get more. So the tokens are broken up from Iron, I believe, to Challenger. And you have like all these different things. Like I have a bunch of Master Challenge tokens that are like, need a bigger closet, get 5 or more skins for a champion. Or a diamond thing where it's invisible, obtain Assassin Champion or Platinum experience. Earn points from Challenge. Okay, challenges. Let's see what this one is. Overachiever. So all these different things you can put on your below your little profile. And then you have titles that you can earn from completing all of these. Like I have Connoisseur as mine one right now, because it is one of the ones that shows how many skins you have. And on one of my accounts, I have all of the skins, but like 23 or 22, I believe. That with all of this, it's just like more ways to like show off and flare your account. They also changed how the border icon, the borders look. And I don't like this. These are gross. These went from looking like very tight and chic to being like overly done and just like gross, in my opinion. I don't think it is. I feel like that's it's. I feel like it's gonna change. It's gonna go back. Like the art style is gonna go back. It's just not good. They also made some changes that they didn't even that like make me feel slightly upset. They changed how Olaf plays. They didn't really change how Talia plays. They kind of made her more valid for lane. And then they changed. Where's freaking Pyke? Pyke. They removed Pyke's ability to snowball. But supposedly they gave him the ability to be better in lane. I just don't see it. I'm not a Pyke one trick or an expert, so I'd have to, you know, go and talk to, you know, probably like a 5 million point mastery point Pyke, but like I just don't see how this is how these changes are positive for him. They nerfed Glass. They gave Renekton a buff, which is interesting, which probably is only going to be seen in Cloud9 LCS Omega LoL. They buffed Shyvana. Buffed Sion, they buffed Thresh, which is nice. They buffed Varus, which is also nice. They buffed Hullbreaker. And they added some clash. They added MSI clash. So I will try to partake in clash this weekend. It just depends. I'm on my work schedule because I don't know what time I'll get done work on Saturday. But I would definitely like to participate in the MSI clash and get this little clash banner for it. There's two weekends for it. This weekend and next weekend. I feel like I don't know about y'all. League seems to be slowly going in a direction that makes me want to play it less and less. And that's for a multitude of reasons. Beyond just the toxic players or the straight up just bad players I get in games. I am by no means the world's greatest league player. I'm all right. I have good games, I have bad games, but most of the time I have, you know, decent games. It's just I want to say angry because that's not really, I just get frustrated with people who don't play or understand or read or do really anything to, the actual, you know, client and take the time to like understand why things are happening or why they're doing this outside of like the creative choices with like the artwork and such. Like those are the things that I like about the game. Like I'm super looking forward to what Riot does with their MMO. And I'm super looking forward to Arcade Season 2. I know Riot had some shit people in their company. They still technically do. But the majority of the rioters are great people, and they have produced an above average product that around the world makes people happy and sad and mad and glad. So they're definitely doing something right. I want the product to succeed, and I will probably continue to play the game, just more sporadically. And yeah, what do you guys think? Leave comments directly on the different podcast pages, or you can at me on Twitter, Lampshade100,000, and or our HMM of Twitter, Head Muscle Mania, and I will read some of your comments in the next episode. But now let's continue on with the talking points, and that being, how do I put this? Doctor Strange and the mediocre madness that occurred. I had low hopes. I was not going to this film with like, oh, this is going to be a great film, because the first Doctor Strange movie was mediocre. That's not to say that Benjamin Cumberbatch or any of the like, it's just the writing was super bleak, in my opinion. I know there are people who love it and can't get enough of it, but like, for me personally, like, nah, it was okay. Definitely set up a lot of stuff for the universe, for the MCU, the extended universe, which is great. Keep them dollar bills going in. But yeah, I was surprisingly, I would honestly give the movie like a 7 out of 10. The trailers completely misleading. If like, if you watched all the trailers and you thought you knew where the movie was going, you're out of your goddamn mind. There is no way you knew what was coming at all. Like, straight up. Like, and if you say you did, you're a fucking liar. They did such a good job with misleading who the real villain was for this. Like, I'm this is supposed to be spoiler free, so like, I'm straight up like, you won't know, you like, you're gonna be blown away by who the real villain is. There were some cameos that were really cool, and that could set up some pretty nice future content. And all I will say, my favorite thing about the entire movie, all of the fight scenes were actually factually power accurate. Like, in previous Marvel movies, if you're a fan of the comics, most of the fights were dog shit. Like, just straight up like, oh, ha ha ha, they're not even at their full power. No, in this movie, these people were fighting like their lives fucking depended on it. And yeah, I can't really say much more other than that, because otherwise it'd be spoiling, like giving it away, like anything else. But yeah, that's I will give a full review next week, because of 2 weeks from when the movie came out, 3 weeks I think when the movie came out. So it's enough time for those people who actually, you know, listen, that want to go see the movie without me spoiling it. The last talking point, Tarkov and kind of social media. Tarkov, let's go Tarkov first. Tarkov right now is in a weird spot where it feels like BSG is doing all these things to make their game better for everyone. And I say that like wholeheartedly. I think all the changes they're doing are they're trying to get rid of the cheaters. They're trying to make the game better for both the hardcore fan, like the hardcore players, and the casual players. And it's great. It's wonderful. However, this is where the social media side gets into it. You fucking content creators that think that the fucking, that BSG owes you a goddamn thing where you can just be like, oh, this update was bullshit. How am I going to do this? You need to shut the fuck up right now and just play the game. Your opinion doesn't matter. They don't owe you shit. They make their decisions based off what is need for the holistic part of the game, not you as an individual or your little shitty fucking group of friends. And I'm tired. Like, I've personally literally blocked over 60 content creators for Tarkov right now because they have just the dumbest fucking takes, and they're just so delusional that they think that they run the game, or their version of their play style is the only way to play the game. You're moronic and a loser. Shut the fuck up. Get off social media and go play the game. You have terrible takes. And I honestly don't care if people hear this and like, oh, this guy's an asshole. I'm actually factually being an asshole right now, 100%. Because you need to hear this, that you're a loser. Get off fucking social media and go play the game. Don't talk about your fucking opinions because you have terrible fucking takes. Now, if you can come from a more neutral perspective and understand, like, actually try to understand why these things are taking point to make the game holistically better, then yeah, sure, maybe then I'll hear you out, or maybe you might come up with a valid point. But until then, shut the fuck up. You are wasting your breath. You are polluting the environment that may or may not make people go away. And hell, I might be doing this right now, which if someone's listening to this and they think, oh, this guy's just an asshole and maybe I don't want to play the game. I'm not directing this towards like people that are just trying to have fun, play the game. I'm directing it towards the people that are just being batshit unhinged on social media right now. That's it. I'm not directing it towards like anyone with like a solid take on the game. So, yeah, social media is fucking insane for this game right now. I keep seeing it trending on Twitter every couple hours because people are just being actual factual morons about it. And, you know, it's super disheartening to play. Personally, myself, I've been playing without a secure container for going on. I reset my account in March, and I've been playing without a secure container since March. I hit max vendor. The only thing I didn't do cap was because I'm not like going out my way to grind to levels. So I'm just trying to have fun and play the game. And I thought, you know, Tobias's, idea behind this, like, interesting way to play the game was fun. So I took it up. I haven't been streaming it because I don't think my play style is the most easy to both be able to communicate with chat and focus on the game at the same time. Because I don't have a secure container, I don't take any additional risks. I only fight people when I have to, and that's it. Because I'm not going out of my way to risk what I have for one, a cheater, two, some fucking sweaty mixed sweat to fucking that's running M61. Just because he can, you know what I mean? So, I have fun playing the game with more, slow, steady, and I use different guns depending on how I'm feeling, depending on who I'm playing with. So yeah, that's my rant on that. But yeah, so, let's wrap this up and we'll get into the outro and talk about what we're going to be talking in the next episode. All right, so in the next episode, we will be doing a full review of, Doctor Strange, like, it'll be spoiled out the ass. There will be so many spoilers, so just be prepared for that. I will probably go more in depth of the new leak systems because I only had really maybe 4 hours of gameplay of the new patch last night just because of work. I also have started a new job, so that's why this episode didn't come out on Saturday or Sunday. It's coming out on Thursday. I will try to have episodes out either Thursday or Sunday as those are my days off. And I really only have time to record the stuff on those days. If you want to support this podcast in any way, the easiest way to do it would be to go to our socials, Head Muscle Mania on Instagram, Twitter. That's really it. We have a website, hmm.com, where you can go and check out our streamers. I stream there Monday, Wednesday, Friday after work. So you can catch me personally live between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern. If you feel gracious enough to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Hover, all of them at Lampshade100,000. That's where I post most of my things and more ironically hilarious. Yesterday was my first day working at this trucking company. And after our first delivery, our coolant drained completely from the truck. So I have a TikTok of that out. It's pretty funny. I do hope you guys liked the episode. If I did come across too harsh towards the end of it, it's mostly because I do believe BSG and Escape from Tarkov is the best first-person shooter on the market, and I want them to succeed. I want people to go and support them, and I don't like those terrible takes that the majority, like, I want to say over half of the content creators that I've come across for this game have had. With that being said, talk to you guys either. The next episode will either be out on the 19th or the 22nd. So I will talk to you then. Peace out and have a great week, weekend, day. Life, however. Love you. Bye.